A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue on economic inequality. Economic inequality. In this issue of A Matter of Spirit, we look at the economic inequality in the United States. Decades of stagnant wages, a shrinking middle class, and further concentration of economic power in the hands of a privileged few are challenging the belief that hard work and perseverance will result in a more prosperous life for our children. The widening gap between the haves and the have-nots calls us to question the moral implications of an economic system in which so many live on the edge of precarity. Chuck Collins outlines the economic reality of living on the margins. He examines how the gains in productivity over the past 40 years have not improved the lives of those who are most desperate for a leg up, and then suggests several large-scale remedies for a brighter future. Dr. Ada Ramos examines the shrinking middle class. Grounding her argument in Catholic social teaching, she writes that in order to ensure good social relations, we must work for business practices that share growth equitably. We also examine the lasting impact that borrowing has on our communities. Christian Cousins analyzes the growing student debt crisis in the United States in light of how it is reshaping community and family relationships. Stephen Reeves examines the payday lending economy, describing the spiral of debt that this kind of loan can produce, and identifying organizations and movements that are fighting for just lending practices. As beacons of hope, we highlight the personal stories of two individuals for whom life on the economic edge is a lived experience. After years of being food insecure, Tammy Nguyen now organizes for food justice and accessibility in Southeast Seattle. Dennis Bateman has transformed his experience of life on the streets into a powerful advocacy for the homeless. Finally, Dan Rhodes challenges us to examine closely our society's drive for perpetual growth in light of God's call to embody love and friendship. His call to question our fealty to accumulation and reacquaint ourselves with the Spirit gives hope for a future of moral economic security.